Hello, Dean Hubbard here from Agora Livestock with your weekly sheep and lamb update. This week's sheep and lamb market again reinforced what is becoming an increasingly clear trend across the industry. The issue confronting the sector is no longer simply price, it is supply. Lamb indicators across most states either held firm or improved this week, with Victoria and New South Wales leading the gains. Western Australia eased slightly week on week, although prices remain historically strong. What's particularly significant is that these elevated prices are being maintained despite national lamb slaughter this week running around 120,000 head below the same week last year. Normally, the prices at these levels would encourage a much stronger selling response from both producers and agents, but that really hasn't happened. That doesn't reinforce the view that the bigger issue confronting the industry is now ongoing lamb availability, not price. South Australia's throughput numbers stood out this week, with both sale yard yardings and slaughter numbers falling to particularly low levels, while Western Australia again reinforced a broader concern that historically high prices are still not drawing significant additional lamb supply into the market. On a more positive note, recent rainfall across parts of New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia should provide some welcome confidence heading into winter. Increasingly, the conversation is now shifting from what price to where do we source the stock from. That's why we continue to see growing interest in forward supply agreements and guaranteed minimum pricing models. At Agora, our team will continue focusing heavily on developing guaranteed minimum price agreements with both feedlotters and processors as the industry increasingly looks for greater certainty around future supply. This has been Dean Hubbard. Thank you.